program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The nation's leaders will come together this week to discuss measures to address domestic violence. Mass marches were held across the nation over the weekend, with demonstrators calling on governments to do more after the deaths of at least 27 women this year in Australia as a result of male violence. At one of those demonstrations in the nation's capital, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was accused of lying when he told the crowd he had not been given a chance to speak. Organiser Sarah Williams has made the accusation as her and others called for the government to declare violence against women a national emergency. Nationals leader David Littleproud has told Sky News Mr Albanese was tone deaf with his response at the rally.
I get we're all angry that we've got to this juncture, but as Prime Minister, it's your responsibility to lead your nation, not to fight it, to actually stand up and not to make a petty political point at the expense of a brave woman who has come forward and led her community.
Meantime, more than 3,000 Brisbane residents gathered yesterday at the What Were You Wearing rally. Rally attendee Diana says she has witnessed abuse towards co-workers and she's told The Wire the government needs to act now.
I personally know 10 women who have passed away, who have been murdered through my work, and I am angry. I am rage. There's not enough of rage that can come out, really, at what we're witnessing today.
In other news, Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allan will face the state's truth-telling inquiry today after rejecting multiple recommendations from a preliminary report. It will be the first time Ms Allan has sat before the Yuruk Justice Commission. This week marks the final week of hearings into injustice against First Peoples related to land, sky and waters. And Star Entertainment Executive Chair David Foster has stepped down. He'll be replaced by non-executive director Anne Ward, who is due to appear at an inquiry this week with the rest of the board as the group's future hangs in the balance. Mr Foster steps down following his appearance at the Bell Inquiry, where he admitted the Star Entertainment Group was not currently in a fit state to hold a casino licence. The beef industry has foreshadowed progress toward emissions reduction goals. Meat and Livestock Australia will next week detail the beef industry's sustainability update, which will include the latest data on the beef industry's progress towards carbon neutrality and net positive contributions to nature. The Australian Sustainability Group Chair Mark Davies says this year's annual update shows the beef industry has increased its contribution to Australia's GDP by 49% over the past 2 years. Adding the industry is actively managing more of its land for biodiversity outcomes, as well as posting record low mortality rates in the live export trade. The industry's goal is to be carbon neutral by 2030. Turning to sport now, the AFL Anzac round was attended by 408,433 fans, making it the second highest ever attended round in AFL history. The AFL has announced the figures today, saying the recognition of all service people across the nation has proven to be paramount, with football fans coming out to pay tribute to the Anzac spirit. In yesterday's results, the Suns beat the Eagles by 37, while the Swans claimed a 118-42 win over the Hawks. And ex-Australia quick and South Australian coach Jason Gillespie has been appointed to coach Pakistan's test team. He'll begin his tenure later this year.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
And a big thanks to the newsroom for the latest update. Just looking at the weather for the Joondalup area, top of 28 today. It's a little bit cooler outside at the moment. Tomorrow, 26. There's a high chance of rain, 2 to 15 millimetres on Wednesday. Top of 28 with a medium chance of rain. Thursday, also 28 with a very light chance of rain. Friday gets to 26 at the top. No rain, same for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both at 25 degrees. So special thanks go to Peter Kay for 3 hours of updates and top music. He'll be back again for Monday Breakfast next week from 6 to 9. Minutes past nine right here on 89.7 FM. It's the people, the music. It's a big welcome to the morning show with me, Ben V, on 89.7 FM all the way through to noon today. Gosh, I've missed you too. It's been 3 weeks of a lot of things going on. I've been over to Canberra, went and celebrated my daughter's wedding in Dubbo, then spent a week in Melbourne with another daughter, and then back in town for another daughter over here in Perth before she's gone to France. So it's been a busy time. Missed you lots too. It's listen to the morning show with me. It's a special blend of great music mixed up with some talk, and also a little bit of waffle before we finish up the noon. So I'll be talking today about the weight loss drugs that are now part of the Weight Watchers business model. Also, music's such a big business in Australia. And also, what about the vinyl revival? Coffee. What about coffee? Just you pay more for coffee. I know it's a 10% increase recently. It just adds up, doesn't it, too, that coffee's going to cost more. And where does it come from? And what about today? It's International Workers' Memorial Day. It's April 29. I'll be talking about that. And honestly, from Scott Morrison. Remember Scott? Yep. And he has admitted that he suffered from anxiety. That's an honest reflection. And also commenting about why fuel prices are also so high.
I'm seeing things I don't like. Too early to be seeing these signs. We go out every Friday with your friends, but you don't know mine. You're letting all your exes hit you up, but you don't have the time to call me. And I gotta be honest, cause I've been here so before it gets messy. You should know.
Cassidy Ray Gator with an interesting song too. She's got a nice sounding voice to boy like that. Wonder whether they thought about calling her Allison. You know, she could have been Alligator. Cassidy Ray Gator right here on 89.7 FM. Kicking off the show was the Pet Shop Boys with Dusty Springfield with What Have I Done to Deserve This. Actually, it's a really good theme song for me today. I'll be playing the music that's actually been set up for me. Unfortunately, not able to play my selection, but, you know, I'll keep that for next Monday.
Season passes by you. more classic gold
on 89.7 FM.
Solid gold. Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe, and kicking off the Twin Spin was Big Country with In a Big Country. That's kind of unique too, isn't it? We're getting on to 20 minutes past nine. We're live, local, and loving it right here on 89.7 FM. You're with me, Ben V. Just a different mix of music today. It's coming straight through from the computers right here in the downtown studios at ECU in Joondalup. It's also great to be streaming worldwide. That's what you can do with technologies, right? Through the internet. We've got listeners in Finland, in Belgium, and also locally in Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, WA. I'm not making that up either, too. The system says that the oldest listener is from Belgium. No offense there, over there in Belgium. I think it kind of means that you're the longest serving listener we got on live right here at the moment. So I've got lots more great music coming up. Also, we're talking about how much you're paying for your coffee. It'd be interesting just to get responses to what people are paying now. I think I've paid 10% uplift recently. Do you know where coffee really comes from, the main provider worldwide? More about that coming up after this. More from...
If they're from WA, you'll hear them all right here. 89.7 FM.
I don't know if I can save you. When all you do is pull away. Can you come up for air, babe? Remember when we used to say, could have been anything. lately I'm giving in. There's nothing left to say.
Great husky voice of WA talent Paige Valentine with Pure. We've got also music coming up shortly from Phil Collins, Michael Jackson, Meg Mack, and Cat Stevens. Now, what about the issue to do with coffee? You've noticed the price is going up. Like I said, I've been paying 10% more. Mind you, it hasn't stopped me. But this is an article I saw in the newspapers over the weekend, and it's some classic things about the captions they put on the articles. And this one says, "Bean better." Supply dramas create coffee price brew. Ha ha. And someone put a bit of thought into that. But I'll just quote from the article too, because it's quite interesting where most of our coffee comes from. You're probably thinking South America or maybe in Africa or whatever, but turns out it's Vietnam. Anyway, coffee prices are expected to extend the meteoric surge with the hoarding of beans and poor weather set to exacerbate Vietnam's supply crunch as the world's biggest producer of the Robusta variety. Local prices in Vietnam have rallied to an all-time high this year as farmers and middlemen continue to hold on to beans so they don't miss out on better deals after a weak 23-24 harvest. Here we go. Talk about opportunistic, isn't it? Let's hold on to the stock. Sounds a bit like oil and gas, doesn't it? Anyway, it's made it tougher for exporters to source supply and sparked a record wave of defaults on existing contracts. These are future contracts. Anyway, climate change is fueling increasingly erratic weather and drier conditions that are set to compound the squeeze, with a global deficit expected for a fourth year. Vietnam accounts for about one-third of the world supply of Robusta beans, typically used for instant drinks and espresso coffee, which just reminds you, I've only had two coffees so far today. Anyway, hot and dry weather, that's baked vast parts of Vietnam. The country has prompted concerns about the next harvest. So that's what we're talking about. A third of the supply is actually coming from Vietnam rather than elsewhere.
Station sponsor.
All right, so green hydrogen could be key to reaching our emissions target.
but storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
From ECU Joondalup, we're in your community. 89.7 FM.
Cat Stevens, he's in an awful way. Just another Saturday night. It just can't be another Saturday night, can it? They're all special. And here at 89.7 FM, we'd certainly like to acknowledge our sponsors and the people that support us. And we're supported by the cities of Stirling, Joondalup and Wanneroo. Just if you want to find out what's actually going on in each of the cities, please just go online. But just as a recap of what's happening in the city of Stirling, that's going up this week, have a look at some of the features, which is Our Woven Worlds. There's also an exhibition opening of the borough, which is the collapse. Also, what about trees, the best prescription? There's the Belga Autumn Club on crafts and little learners group tutoring classes. And there's also a show that I've booked to go and see. It's Evita. So find out more about that, the City of Stirling. Like I said, I'll be going along there for sure with my meetup group. What about exhibition opening that Zam Zag? That's something to go and have a look at. Plant and Paint in the park, and also don't forget the Sandpit Sunday Beach Dancing. That's interesting. I wonder where that goes about. They're doing volleyball at Wells, the Sandpit Sunday Beach Dancing. That might want to put that on my list as well. Here's Meg Mac, Give Me My Name Back.
Afraid of them all, man. Ever forgotten the way to fit in. Drink it all up, they say, drink it all up before it's gone. But I'ma rest up, cause I got a long way to go home. But I can't go home with. I can't go home without it. Give me my name back. Give me my name back. I guess I'm gonna watch them all fall behind. Cause I know wherever I go, wherever I go. They say drink it all up before it's gone. But I'ma rest up cause I got a long way to go home. But I can't go home without it. I can't go home without it. Give me my name.
Give me my name back. What are they gonna call me?
I'm not afraid of the dark.
21 minutes to 10. We're live, local and loving it. Two good news, sports and weather coming up top of the hour. Just listening to the late, great Michael Jackson with "The Way You Make Me Feel." You really turn me on. There's no off button either. I don't know about you, but I like to support the vendors for the big issue. They actually do it tough, and they do make a few bucks out of selling every one of these ones. They even have FBOS machines, because most of us don't carry any cash anymore. But I was looking through the latest edition, which has got Bluey on there, and I bought that because my grandson is really into it, and I've actually, must admit, I've got a new appreciation for it. But there was an interesting article I saw to do with the actor Anne Hathaway. Apparently she's a bit controversial. It made me think about something I don't really understand, and that's the difference between being a vegan and a vegetarian. But I'll be talking about that a little bit more after the Phil Collins song.
Join me, Stephen Herbert, on Disco Inferno every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
That's Phil Collins. That's just the way it is. Well, the way it is too, it's just great weather here in Perth. 28 degrees. And, you know, it's quite nice being out there, but, oh, my gosh, in the studios here, it's a bit like I'm broadcasting from the Arctic Circle. It is really quite cold. Now, I was referring before, too, about Anne Hathaway and about some of the comments to do with being a vegan. So this is, comes from The Big Issue. It's an article under hearsay by Andrew Weldon. And really, there's a quote. She's gorgeous, too, isn't she, Anne Hathaway? That she, there's a quote. Says, I think everybody can agree I have the personality of a vegan. And it made me think, do I understand what that means? It's a bit of a, people make funny comments about people who are vegans or vegetarians, but full credit to them. I've got an artist friend who is clearly, if you like, a vegan, but he doesn't go on and on about it. He just doesn't want anything to do with animal products, and he's been like that since he's a little boy. I've gone out for meals with him, and the food choices are just great. So it's got all the sort of protein and if you like, vitamins or whatever that we all have in there too, and it doesn't stop me from eating meat if that's the case. Anyway, there's also in this article about Anne Hathaway, it says that actor Anne Hathaway knows that some of you think she's a bit too much and she doesn't give a flying alfalfa sprout. I like that quote. I might, because there's a few other ones, you know, about flying things, but maybe she doesn't give a flying alfalfa sprout. So really, what's the difference then between a vegan and a vegetarian? This is coming from Monsieur Google. Vegetarians don't eat any food products made from meat, fish, shellfish, crustacea, such as prawns or crab, or animal byproducts, such as gelatin or rennet. Not that I know what rennet is. Vegans don't eat any food products that come from animals, including dairy products and eggs. So there's a subtle distinction there too.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions, eh? Like, how much is going to cost? Will my kid get to play with their mates? How often do they train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure that my kid's safe and protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
More new music right now. 89.7 FM.
Laundry line. Swimming pools and fireworks, they are hanging in the sky, loving you from high, high, high in the sky. Like the sky, we have our moods, and like the wind that'll turn us inside out, fill us with self-doubt, wow, wow, inside out. Here we go again, I'm turning to stone, just constantly
it's a chirpy song too. It's a new song, and we're talking about Holly and the Broken Drought with a song called Laundry Line. That's a unique title too, isn't it? Hey, well, great to have you on board on 89.7 FM. It's the people, the music. And hope you're enjoying the music mix, of course, this morning. You're with me, Ben V. Yeah, just to finish off talking about Anne Hathaway, what an interesting quote to make about yourself. Self-effacing. She says, I think everybody can agree I have the personality of a vegan. I'm not quite sure what that means unless it means people are just so particular about what they eat.
From ECU Jindalup, we've got you covered. 89.7 FM.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the president would have fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in. Oh, 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 oh God, I every memory of looking out the back door. I have a photo I was spread out on my bedroom floor. It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye. Somebody went and burned it down. We used to listen to the radio and sing along with every song we know. We said someday we'd find out how it feels to sing to more than just a steering wheel. And Kim's the first girl I kissed. I was so nervous that I nearly missed. She's had a couple of kids since then. I haven't seen her since God knows when.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
A royal kidnapping, a hidden child. Which handsome gondolier is the true king of Barataria? Gilbert and Sullivan WA is delighted to present The Gondoliers, one of their most sparkling and entertaining musical comedies. With direction by Paul Treasure and musical direction by Blake Houlihan, join us for an enchanting Italian adventure as we sail to a sunny isle for toe-tapping tunes and romance aplenty. It's a bona fide great night out, says the Times. It's running from the 16th to the 25th of May at the Dolphin Theatre in Crawley. 9 shows only. For more information, go to www.gnswa.org.au for more details and to book tickets.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Are you a small business owner looking for growth within the city of Stirling? Then why not become a member of the Stirling Business Association? Their professional team can assist you in all aspects of your business. To find out more, simply search Stirling Business Association.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 89.7fm.com.au.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. A Canberra MP has defended the Prime Minister's approach to domestic and family violence after appearing at a rally yesterday. Advocacy group What Were You Wearing organised a number of rallies in capital cities across the country over the weekend. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressed the large crowd outside Parliament House, calling for a whole of society change and to not label the situation an emergency. Federal MP Alicia Payne told National Radio News the government is addressing domestic and family violence with the urgency it requires.
He is calling it a national crisis and something our government is addressing with every power that we have. It's not something that we're not taking seriously, but that is a particular technical policy thing that doesn't fit this situation.
26 women have been killed in the first 114 days of 2024 as a result of domestic violence. If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Meantime, the nation's leaders will come together this week to discuss measures to address domestic violence. Meanwhile, Mr. Albanese will head to Alice Springs later today following a 20-day youth curfew in response to a spate of public violence, youth crime and rioting. There are reports of a clean-up in the Alice Springs CBD in preparation for the Prime Minister's visit, his first to the NT town in 15 months. The Coalition has accused Mr. Albanese of neglecting the town. Opposition Minister for Indigenous Australians, Jacinta Nambajimba-Price, told Sky News residents still live in fear. She says with millions of dollars in federal funding, there remains no accountability.
15 months ago, the Prime Minister was shamed into visiting Alice Springs, making an announcement of $250 million. But what did the $300 million do in order to stop the riot that took place on our streets?
Control efforts in the Great Barrier Reef have led to a significant increase in coral cover and a fall in crown of thorns starfish numbers. That's according to a study led by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. The long-term data released today reveals suppressing outbreaks of the coral-eating starfish has had benefits for the marine park. Crown of thorns starfish numbers are up to 6 times lower on reefs where outbreaks were effectively suppressed, and that suppression coincided with increases of live coral cover of up to 44% across entire reef sectors. A new solar garden project in regional New South Wales has been installed in an Australian first project, which is seeing regional renters save on bills. The Haystack Solar Garden has been opened in the small town of Grongrong. Haystack's project manager and Community Power Agency Director Kim Malley has told National Radio News 30% of Australians could have access to energy in their own backyard.
Using existing energy infrastructure to be able to, you know, make that more resilient and add renewables to the grid.
To Sport Now, Australian Hannah Green has taken out the LPGA Tour event in Los Angeles for a second straight year. Green closed with a 5-under 66 to beat Mia Stark by 3 strokes. It was Green's 5th LPGA Tour victory. Listen to your favourite community radio station and National Radio News on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
And it's 7 minutes past 10 right here on 89.7 FM. Special thanks to Shannon in the newsroom for the update. Looking at the weather forecast for the Joondalup area, top of 28 today. It's just paradise here to no rain. Tomorrow, 26 with a high chance of rain between 2 and 15 millimetres of rain. Wednesday, top of 28, a medium chance of rain, 0 to 3 millimetres of rain predicted. Thursday, very light chance of rain, also top of 28. Friday, 26, no rain, the highs of 25 on both Saturday and Sunday. So it's all looking good for the week ahead.
Slipping to
Deborah Harry with French Kissing in the USA. Nothing like kissing. That's really great with the right person, isn't it? But gee, with the wrong person. Oh, French kissing. True, I've actually heard stories of people who've had it sprung on them. And I must say that I experienced a similar thing on New Year's Eve. I guess you're a definite target. I sort of reached across someone to peck them on the cheek and I got a full mouthwash. Anyway, I've heard it referred to as with the unexpected. You don't really like it. It's actually called mouth rape. Something to think about too. Welcome to the second hour of the morning show with 89.7 FM's Ben V. It's a show with a special blend of music and talk, or maybe it's a show we talk with just a little bit of music. Some of the things I'll be talking about before I finish at noon, I'll be talking about why fuel prices are so high in Perth and Australia. Also, Scott Morrison has a reality check and honesty moment talking about anxiety. Today's a special day too. It's April 29, International Workers' Memorial Day. Also, we're talking about music's big business in Australia and around the world, and also about the vinyl revival. If I get a chance, I'll be talking about Ozempic. That's the weight loss drug that's also going to be part of the Weight Watchers business model. Keeping it right here, 89.7 FM, the people, the music.
Drive me crazy.
And it's 18 minutes past 10. We're live, local, and loving it right here on 89.7 FM. That was John Cougar with I Need a Lover. I need a lover that won't drive me crazy. Gosh, is that something we can all identify with? Doesn't matter where you are on which on the spectrum. But if you're interested to have a look at on the internet with the crazy hot matrix, okay, it's blokey and it's a touch misogynistic, but it can be fun if you take the sense of humor the right way. And we welcome listeners all around the world through streaming. We've got listeners that have stayed with us all the way through in Finland, Belgium, and locally in Australia from Queensland, New South Wales, obviously here in WA, even, you know, we go down to the southern suburbs, and you from Victoria too, my good friend Jono. He stayed with me from Shanghai, Beijing, Singapore, and he's now in Melbourne and Surrey Hills. So that's, I know, is a song that we both identify with, John Cougar, I Need a Lover That Won't Drive Me Crazy.
From hanging on too tight, clenched shut jaw. I've got another headache again tonight.
Is a must-win game, and she's our star player. But if she's not performing at her peak, we can't risk it. What do the stats say? Do you think she's match fit?
Every single day, exercise and sports science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Hola everyone, this is Carito from Latin Studio here on 89.7 FM, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Join the happy zone and let your body, soul, heart and mind enjoy the best Latin vibes. You also can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Latin Studio Radio Show here on 89.7 FM.
In one hand, but I've been juggling them up and down, round and around, and I've never been able to lie without blinking. But I look them in the eye as mine run dry. I give them a kiss goodnight. With you on my mind, karma's gonna catch me good. Karma's gonna do. Just give them my spread, just doing my best to not be suspected. Big karma's gonna catch me good. Well, I walk the tightrope from here to there and back again. Somehow balancing through changing winds. And the universe reveals all its secrets. But I carry mine in my purse alongside this curse.
Just give them first blood, just doing
Yeah, that's Emily Joy with Catch Karma's Gonna Catch Me Girl, that's for sure. Kicking off the twin spin. There's all more kissing going on this show, isn't there? It was Pink with Blow Me One Last Kiss. Any kiss would be great too. And here at 89.7 FM, we're very grateful to the support we get from the cities of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling. I think in the last hour I've read out some of the activities in the city of Stirling. We're looking at what's happening in the city of Joondalup. More details if you just go online and look, visit the city of Joondalup. But here's a few things that you could look at. There's Discovery Outbound Archery. There's a discovery session, Native Animal Rescue. Another discovery session on Heritage Jazz Band. What about Motion Media? Also, meet the author, Dave Warner. And digital drop-in, it's avoiding scams. That's something of interest for the IT people. And what about the Wanneroo Joondalup Art Fair? That's also featuring this week. And the Noongar Cultural Walk on the Coast. These are all things from the city of Joondalup. And pretty soon, after a few tracks, I'll be looking at what's going on about fuel prices right here in Perth, and also how much money of every litre you're paying actually goes to the government coffers. Quite an experience too.
Hilton. I know it's hard to hear, it's just the echo on the line. Vegas Hilton. I just wanna say that I'm feeling fine. I'll be home on a Monday, somewhere around noon. Please don't be angry, I'll be back.
The unmistakable voice of Glenn Shorrock from LRB, Little River Band, with Home on Monday, just indicates too that, you know, for the travelling people, I guess if you get caught up with a muso, you have to expect the fact they go on tour, and hopefully what goes on a tour is actually above board and stays on tour, but it has an impact on people back home. And he's saying, I'll be home on a Monday, please don't be angry. The other thing too, he says, guess where I'm calling from? I'm calling from the Las Vegas Hilton. Well, the last time I said that to somebody was many years ago, and we actually stayed in the Las Vegas Hilton, but guess what? They were doing renovations, and it wasn't flash. And I went down to the casino, lost $100 in about 5 minutes going through from there. Fortunately, I'd actually capped my losses, only took $100 with me. That's the way it goes sometimes too. So what's about happening about fuel prices in Perth? This is an article that came from Saturday's newspaper under the title Fuel Hits a Record High. This is from Tim Clark, just acknowledging his article. The average cost of unleaded petrol across the major Australian cities reached its highest price ever, while Perth was the cheapest city in the country to fill up on Anzac Day. How about that? A nationwide comparison compiled by consumer price testing website Compared the Market calculated that on Thursday the average price of a litre of unleaded 91 fuel across the five major metro sites soared to 217.92 cents per litre. $2.18 nearly. That overtook the previous high of $2.17 per litre that was set last in September. On Friday, last Friday, that average remained at $2.17.4. The nation's most expensive fuel was to be found in Brisbane at $2.30 per litre. The low point was in Perth at an average of $1.94 per litre. You want to know where your money's going? Maybe drive a little bit less. Don't know how you do it. That average was 21 cents cheaper than Wednesday's weekly peak of $2.15 per litre. Well, Chris Ford from Compare the Market noted that the national average at the beginning of the year was $1.82, meaning that the average price had jumped up about 20% since then. He's quoting, wholesale prices have jumped from an average of $1.65 at the start of the year to $1.88 now, 13.9% increase. He says the higher the wholesale price, the more retailers fork out for fuel, the more likely these costs are passed on to motorists. Anyway, Mr. Ford said global influences were also pushing up the prices at Australian Wowzers. Well, that's interesting in that we always blame internationals, don't we? He says oil prices are also climbing due to the conflict in the Middle East. Oil prices aren't far behind the highs we saw last September, which could be why we're seeing average retail price records being smashed. So I just find it interesting that we blame overseas impacts, especially when it coincides with public holidays. How about that? Anyway, the other bit of information too that's interesting is that as of February this year, 49.6 cents, right, for every litre sold in Australia goes to the federal government. Can you imagine every time you go and fill up 50 cents? So, you know, you put 50 litres in there, there's $25, boom, goes straight over to the government. So something to think about too, what's actually happening to do with the cost of living and the impact of price of fuel.
Supporting WA Music, this is 89.7 FM.
File. If you are experiencing family or domestic violence but it is not a life-threatening emergency, the Stirling Women's Centre can help with advice and support. Contact the centre on 9205 7375. 0800 905 7375.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions.
Do I have to volunteer or can I just donate to the club?
How often do you train?
Will she get to play with her friends and will they be in the same team?
But there are vital questions every parent should ask.
How will you keep my child safe?
Is this a safe club for kids?
What does the club have in place to make sure that our children are protected?
Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
HN97FM coming to you live from Joondalup.
Yeah.
That's the Shantuzies. What a great name, too. We'd love the one you're with, and that's on 89.7 FM. News, sports, and weather coming up top of the hour at 11 o'clock. Oh, and what about today's a special day, too, around the world? It's International Workers' Memorial Day. It's always celebrated on April 29. It's actually putting a focus on, if you like, workplace fatalities and safety. So we'll be talking more about that after this next track. Nice to have your company right here, 89.7 FM. The people, the music. And that was A Flock of Seagulls with I Ran. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the special blend this morning. That's with me, Ben V, on the Monday morning show. Just taking you through to news, sports and weather coming up soon. So what about today being a special day internationally? It's the International Workers Memorial Day on April 29th. It's an article from the weekend's newspaper under Compensation Can't Atone for Workplace Harm, but it helps. It's an article by Owen Whittle, and Owen Whittle is the Secretary of Unions WA. It's actually quite a serious article too. For some, Monday is just the start of another working week. For others, it's a solemn occasion when family, friends and co-workers remember those who didn't come home from work. This year, we commemorate International Workers' Memorial Day on April 29th today. This year, the day comes on the back of a spate of workplace deaths in WA. One workplace has had two deaths in 18 months and has been subject to interventions by WorkSafe. Another fatality was of a working holiday visa holder, a cohort too often subjected to unsafe workplaces. Nothing, not money, not memories, nor condolences can make up for the loss of a loved one. Nevertheless, putting a monetary value on life lost and injury sustained is also part of prevention and assisting families after loss. The cost gets brought home to the cause, unsafe and unhealthy workplaces. Here's an interesting example that I hadn't thought about, but asbestos is a useful example, a history full of equal measure of tragedy and lessons, and one with special meaning for West Australians. How about this? As early as 1898, British safety inspectors warned of the health risks associated with asbestos exposure. This was followed by a Royal Commission in 1906. Years after, and just in time for post-World War II boom, the Whitnoom Mine in WA began extraction of the mineral, quickly become the largest asbestos mine in Australia. So that's all after that, after 1898, safety people saying, warning about asbestos, the Royal Commission. Anyway, by the 1980s, Australia had acquired the dubious honour of being the most prolific users of asbestos in the world. One in three Australian homes today contain asbestos. Throughout the last century, evidence and warnings of the risk to health arising from exposure grew. In 1966, the Whitnoom mine closed due to those health concerns. Of a total workforce of 20,000, now more than 2,000 have died with asbestos-related diseases. Despite this legacy, WA has long had some of the worst compensation arrangements for these workers and families. And so maybe we've learnt a bit, and that's really a recent ban on the use of artificial stone is a sign that we've learnt some lessons from the nightmare of asbestos. But, you know, elsewhere internationally, it's still kicking on. If we look around, we see in Indonesia now imports around 120,000 tonnes of asbestos per year. This mostly comes from Russia and is mostly used for construction in what is one of the most disaster-prone countries in the world. The chances that asbestos will be damaged by cyclone, tsunami or earthquake is greater in Indonesia than just about anywhere else. I don't know about that. That's, I think, a bit scary. I was actually brought up in a state housing house in Bentley that also had asbestos, because asbestos is okay as long as you don't damage or break it and you get exposed to the fibres. But there's a lesson there. It was in 1898, the British safety inspectors warned of health risks. In 1906, there was a Royal Commission, and yet on the Second World War boom, we still proceeded to go and mine and use asbestos. Just wonder whether we really have lost or made any gains around the place. Something to think about, how we can look after workplace workers.
Street and the way you wear your station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
897FM is your community radio station run by your community. We value your feedback as it helps us present what you like to hear. You can post your feedback online at 897fm.com.au and click feedback. Or mail your feedback to PO Box 3292 Joondalup, WA 6027.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
This report is brought to you by... Well, it could be you. Contact the office of 897FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 897FM. News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The nation's leaders will come together this week to discuss measures to address domestic violence. Mass marches were held across the nation over the weekend, with demonstrators calling on the government to do more after the deaths of at least 27 women this year as a result of male violence. At one of those demonstrations in the nation's capital, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was accused of lying when he told the crowd he had not been given a chance to speak. Organiser Sarah Williams has made the accusation as her and others called for the government to declare violence against women a national emergency. Mr. Albanese says he won't declare a national emergency, but he'll convene National Cabinet on Wednesday.
This isn't something that requires a one-off action. This is something that requires concerted action from all levels of government, from the media, from all levels of society to change culture.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. A report from the National Anti-Scam Centre has found a reduction in losses to scams and increased reporting of scams last year. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Over $2.7 billion was lost to scams in 2023, according to the latest ScamWatch report. It also found investment scams were most prevalent, accounting for nearly half of all money lost. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says the latest data points to a change in attitude towards scam activities.
The data in this report gives us hope that with the right action, with the right program, with the right policies, we can take the scammers off and we can be saving Australians millions and millions of dollars.
ACCC Deputy Chair Katrina Lowe says despite the broad positive trend, some Australians need further support.
For example, for over 65s, we've seen overall losses remain at the same level.
Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
There's been a rise in bulk billing, with Australians not having to pay for around 950,000 additional visits to the GP last month. Health Minister Mark Butler says the data reveals the bulk billing rate rose 2.1% to 77.7% in March. The government tripled bulk billing incentives in November last year, but says there are no plans to expand incentives for doctors any further. The final hearings are underway in Cairns today in a climate class action brought by a group of Torres Strait Islanders. The class action, which was launched in 2021, is being led by Uncles Pabai Pabai and Paul Kabai, who are arguing the Commonwealth owes a duty of care to take responsible steps to protect their communities from climate change. As Uncle Pabai Pabai explains to the ABC, there remains fears his community could be among Australia's first climate refugees. He says he's grateful for the opportunity to put forward his case.
The support that I receive is very important. It's all around Australia, support all around the world.
To sport, former Adelaide skipper Rory Sloan has retired effective immediately due to injury. He's been told after undergoing eye surgery on a detached retina for a second time, the risk of further damage to his eye was too great. Sloan, who hasn't played this season, hangs up his boots after 255 games and 16 years at the Crows. And Manly's Daly Cherry-Evans and Hamoli Olakeyatu are facing two-game bans after being charged with grade two dangerous throw offences, while Rabbitohs winger Tane Milne is also facing time on the sidelines for his tackle on Melbourne's Cameron Munster, which saw him sent to the sin bin during his side's Anzac Day loss in Melbourne.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
And it's 6 minutes past 11 right here at 89.7 FM. Special thanks to the newsroom for the update once again. Looking at the weather forecast for the Joondalup area, top of 28 today, absolutely delightful. Tomorrow it's 26 with a high chance of rain. Wednesday and Thursday are both 27, medium chance of rain on Wednesday, slight chance of rain on Thursday. Then we go to Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 25 degrees, which is still looking pretty good, and no rain on either of those days.
It's hot here at night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we may hate on a hot summer night. Cause when a lonely and lovely walks by, yeah, you can see her look in her eye. Forget you're young on a hot summer night. Sometimes someone you're not won't wait to see what you got. But you know that you're hot in the city tonight. Tonight, all right. Hot in the city tonight.
Billy Idol, he's not exactly idle, but he's hot in the city. It's not that going to be that hot in the city, 28 degrees. Well, you know, I used to think I was hot, but these days I just need to be microwaved. Well, welcome to the third hour of the morning show with me, Ben V. It's more music and more talk, and it's great having you along. Also, the music's mixed up with a little bit of late morning tea or coffee talk. I'll be talking in this hour about music being big business, big bucks in Australia, especially with the vinyl revival. You into it? Anyway, what about Scott Morrison has a moment of true honesty when he's talking about anxiety? And then also, what about weight loss? You've heard about Ozempic, is that drug that's talked about. Now, Weight Watchers are getting on board with putting drugs into their business model. Interesting times ahead as far as weight loss and drugs, etc.
And buy me love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Solid gold from a great station. That's the Beatles with Can't Buy Me Love. Well, it probably, money can do a lot of things. But maybe can't buy me love, but maybe can buy lots of other things. What they're saying, that money isn't everything. And if that's you, think you just don't know where to shop. Here's Michael Bublé and his song Hollywood.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? You want to be a rock star with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed. Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go high. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in your $1 million car. I don't need that kind of girl. But could you be the next sensation, or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go high. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood.
The oh-so-talented Michael Bublé with Hollywood. I hadn't heard that track before. I would play that again. That really goes along too. And here at 89.7 FM, we're always pleased to acknowledge the contribution and support we get from the cities of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling. And the first hour I've talked about the events at the city of Stirling. The second hour was the events at the city of Joondalup. Now finally, the city of Wanneroo. So if you want to find out more what's happening in any of those cities, please go online. You get all the details there. The city of Wanneroo this week, there's the Noongar Storytelling. There's also Friday Flicks. And what about Changemakers, Travelling Exhibition, the Museum of Australian Democracy. That's all at the city of Wanneroo.
Say Taylor was a good girl, never want to be late, complain, express ideas in her brain. Working on the night shift, passing out the tickets, you're gonna have to pay her if you wanna park here. Well, mommy's little dancer is quite a little secret, working on the streets now, never gonna keep it. Position, and now she's only wishing that she would have listened to the words they said. Poor Taylor, she just wanders around, unaffected by the winter winds, yeah. And she'll pretend that well, she's somewhere else, so far and clear, about 2,000 miles. On the window, but sunny silhouette won't let him in. And poor old Pete's got nothing, cause he's been falling. And somehow sunny knows just where he's been. He thinks the singing on Sunday gonna save his soul. Now that Saturday's gone, sometimes he thinks that he's on his way, but I could see that his brake lights are on. And he just wanders around, unaffected by the winter wind, yeah. And he'll pretend that, well, he's somewhere else, so far and clear, about 2,000 from here. Such a tough enchilada, fill up when not a given what you gotta give to get a dollar bill. Used to be a limber chicken, times have been a tick, and now she's finger licking to the man. Money in his pocket, flying in his rocket, only stopping by on his way to a better world.
finds a better world. The tailor's gonna run away.
It's 21 minutes past 11, Australian Western Time. How cool is Jack Johnson with that song, Taylor? Wouldn't you like to be able to sing like him and to play the guitar too? Coming up after the message in the next song too, I'll be talking about an article I saw to do with our previous Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, just the way that he's owned up to his own problems with anxiety. Just must admit that having all these abbreviations is kind of Australian, but a little bit annoying at times. He's ScoMo. The current Prime Minister is Albo. It's a bit like listening to the football coverage at times where they can't call each other their proper names. It's got to be Richo and BT and Lingy. But anyway, that's just me having a bit of a whinge on a Monday morning.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Radio Codes of Practice. The codes cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
We can offer sponsorship packages that are cheaper than your addiction to coffee. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
Top shelf music between 12 and 2 p.m. on Sundays with Duncan Smith has been on air since 2001, playing brand new releases plus a sensational timeout segment every week. All styles of music are included, from rock to blues and indie alternative, for any true music lover. It's essential and unmissable radio. Top shelf music, the best music on the planet, on 89.7 FM.
You
Lost for a Little While by Duo. It's getting on to 27 minutes past 11. And what about in Scott Morrison's latest book too, he confesses about anxiety. This is from an article headed Brave ScoMo's Anxiety Admission Reduces Stigma. So it's interesting, this article about a previous prime minister. Let's face it, he was the Eddie Maguire of politics. He was everywhere, made himself the minister for everything. But back to the article by Claire Sadler, this was in last Saturday's news. Scott Morrison has been praised for being brave after speaking out about his debilitating anxiety during his prime ministership, which made him struggle to get out of bed and dread the future. Mr. Morrison revealed recently the anxiety that began to overwhelm him with each new challenge in the top job. Eventually, he spoke to his doctor, who prescribed him with medication to help him deal with his mental health struggles. Quote, "Without this help, serious depression would have manifested. What impacted me was the combination of pure physical exhaustion with the unrelenting and callous brutality of politics and media attacks," unquote. He reveals for the first time in his new book, Plans for Your Good, a Prime Minister's Testimony of God's Faithfulness. Quote again, "You dread the future and you can't get out of bed. It can shut you down mentally and physically. It robs you of your joy and can damage relationships. I know this from personal experience. You can't deal with it by telling yourself to, as we say in Australia, take a teaspoon of cement and harden up." So a lot of people in the business too are just saying how brave it is, and it's also, it indicates that a high-profile person's an example for other people to follow and speak out. It shows that speaking out's not a sign of weakness. It helps dispel myths around mental health and makes it more normal, because it can affect anybody like Morrison. It just means that even bullies and people with high profiles can have those sort of issues. And if you do have any of those issues, please seek help. I know from personal experience, I've have had panic attacks and suffered from anxiety. I even remember when I first got it back in 1981. A lot of things do get better, but it's just that sort of level of awareness that you have as well.
Thank you.
That's really something too, isn't it? Some bands have like a sound that you go, yep, that's them, and that's Roxette with Listen to Your Heart. It's also an interesting challenge on, do you really listen to your heart? Because sometimes you need to, say on an emotional level, but a lot of times you actually need to listen to your head. So which one prevails? Something to think about. Usually at this time I run through the ARIA charts. That's the Australian Recording Industries Association charts, the singles charts. I'm not able to do that today. I'm not able to access my own music, but in a lot of ways just as well, because the top 10, you know, I haven't seen this before ever. Every one of the items in the top 10 is Taylor Swift, brand new into the charts, straight in. Now, the other things out of the top 50, 29 out of the top 50 to do with Taylor Swift. So you think she might be just a little bit popular too? And what about the cash registers rolling in? She's a billionaire and she's a smart lady. She's incredibly beautiful to go with it too. Lucky her with her new boyfriend too. But also in Australia, what's happening with music? We actually spent $676 million last year on music. So it just shows you how big a part music is in our lives. I'll be talking about that a little bit more after this track.
If it's a classic, then we play it on 89.7 FM.
Flashback from way, way back, the Rolling Stones with Jumpin' Jack Flash. Gee, a lot of things happening to spend on music in Australia is amazing. It's an article from the weekend, Cheyenne Enciso, titled Vinyl Revival is still in full spin. That's hilarious, isn't it? The music spend is up 11% to $676 million. Well, Australians spent a record $676 million on music in 2023, despite higher cost of living pressures putting the brakes on other discretionary spending. And the resurrection of vinyl showing no signs of stopping. Are you into that? Buying black plastic and getting needles and, Well, that figure was 11% higher than the previous year, according to fresh data from the Australian Recording Industry Association released recently. ARIA said this highlighted the ongoing growth of the industry fueled by digital sales. So the data revealed people consumed most of their music on platforms such as Spotify Premium and Apple Music, with sales for subscription services up nearly 14% to $467 million. This made up 69% of total sales. So that's where the spend is on Spotify, Premium, Apple Music. I'm one of those as well. And this is how it works for the non-subscribed platforms like Spotify Free and YouTube Music. Ad-supported streaming platforms like Spotify Free and YouTube Music posted a 15.3% jump in revenue to $68.3 million. So obviously that's the way that works. You can get some of the music free, but it's actually supported by ads. So anyway, it's big business in Australia, but it's also harder for local artists to get their share as well. What's interesting is that the vinyl sales rose 14%. To $42.1 million, representing 70% of the music sold on a physical format. So that looks like that's actually overtaken people buying CDs as such. Anyway, it looks like the vinyl revival is more down to young people, and also the fact that you actually get quite a lot for your money when you buy the black plastic. You often get lyric sheets and a lot more information that goes with it as well. Anyway, it's one of those things to think about that that actually really happens in the whole business, that even like with CDs, CD sales declined with revenue down 16%, and the same with music videos and DVDs crashed 33% in both revenue and volume sales. So if you've been around on the planet for a while, you've actually seen the change from tapes. Remember, we all had the tapes and we had tape machines in our cars, went from that to CDs, the CDs now to online streaming and through your computer. So I don't know about you, but are you prepared to spend, what's the sort of money to buy an LP is probably something, anything up to, $70 to $115. Not for me. I think I'll stick to Spotify and iTunes.
Playing the best in WA music. 89.7 FM.
Wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years.
No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
89.7 FM
subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outlines standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Australia's own Kate Sobrano with Every Little Thing. It's not what she does, it's just the way she does it too. Anyway, it's time for me to move on. I hope you've enjoyed the morning show with the special blend this morning. That special blend of music mixed up with a bit of talk. I'll be back at the same time next week, Monday from 9 to 12, and look forward to your company again then. It's time for me to go. Have a top day and a good week. This is 89.7 FM's Ben V's signing off. Gotcha, folks.
been 4 long years gone by now. Come see the shape that I'm in. Rest assured, I'm on my way. How'd you get me to the place I've been? Only you know it's always fading. Now all my fate's in a spin. As I'm almost on my way now, please take me right in. Because every word has been a moment in time. You're like a poem that's caught in my head. I curse the day when I see that lonely smile, but it's better. I know that I have to let you go. Let you go. Let you go. Just like I want you to stay. Let you go. Let you go. Let you go. Just like I want you to stay. It's the time now. It's on its way. Stop right now and say bye to all this and take it right on the chin. Only you know that when your fate's out, a new fate will begin. As the darkness slowly fades now, please let the light in. Every word has been a moment in time. You're like a poem that's caught in my head. I curse the day when I see that lonely smile, but it's better than playing pretend. And I know, yes I know, that I have to let you go. Let you go. Let you go, just like I want you to stay. Let you go. Let you go. Let you go, just like I want you to stay. Moment in time, you're like a poem that's caught in my head. I curse the day when I see that lonely smile, but it's better than playing pretend. And I know, yes, I know that I have to let you go. Let you go. Let you go. Like I want you to say, let you go, let you go, let you go, just like I want you to say.
only see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
Need some revitalisation for your music ears? Then tune in every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4pm on 89.7 FM with Chris Webb. He is affectionately known as the local yokel and will play a wall of sound for your listening pleasure, from jazz to classic rock and any other genre you desire. Chill out with the local yokel with a nice cold bevy on the best community radio station in town, 89.7 FM.
Across Mullaloo, Nangara and Pinjar, keeping the hits coming, 89.7 FM.